Opioid and heroin addiction is a big problem in the Puget Sound region. Last year, more than 130 people died from overdosing in King County.
All of those deaths are preventable. The condition of opioid addiction is a manageable condition. We should be able to get rid of almost all of those deaths if we're providing adequate services.
That's University of Washington researcher Caleb Banta Green. He says a key solution is to expand access to medical treatment. That includes using the medications methadone and Suboxone. Seattle-based Evergreen Treatment Services is expanding this week to Renton. Their executive director, Molly Carney, told me there's a huge need for treatment in South King County.
Well, we know that right now there are between 500 and 1,000 patients who are already enrolled in treatment who are coming up to downtown Seattle to receive their care here because there's no facility down in South King County. So when we open our facility down there, many of these patients will be able to transfer, opening up new spaces for people here in the downtown area who are in need of treatment and cannot access it right now. It will also allow people down in the south end of the county who were not even interested in treatment because it was too difficult to get up to downtown Seattle 6 days a week to access care that's closer to their home.
Over the past few years, your organization has been expanding throughout the region, Grays Harbor, for example, and now in South King County. Why is it important to spread out geographically?
We have a very intensive form of treatment. We're very heavily regulated at the federal level, and because of the medications that we provide to people to help them stabilize their opioid use disorder, they have to come to the clinic 6 days a week and consume their medication in front of a registered nurse. So if people are having to travel for a very long period of time in order to get their medication, it basically can consume almost all of their life, and they're unable to do the other things that they want to do and that we want them to do, which is to get back to work and reengage with their families, etc. So providing services that are closer to their home is extremely important, not only to engage people in need of services who aren't even accessing care, but to help people who are already enrolled stay enrolled and be more productive.
It seems like it would be hard for someone to have to travel every single day in order to just get their medication. Is there a solution for that?
Well, we will be offering our FlexCare program down in the Renton Clinic, and that involves having doctors who can write a script for a second medication called Suboxone to allow patients to come in and see a doctor 1 day a week and get a prescription for Suboxone that they then can go and fill at their local Bartels or Walgreens. It doesn't require that same time commitment. Again, it's not for everybody. We have two different programs because people really need options depending on how severe their opioid use disorder is.
Here on KUOW, we've been talking a lot about heroin and opioid use. And what we keep hearing over and over from public health officials is that we need more access to treatment. What is the solution to that problem?
We need a lot more doctors to get involved in prescribing Suboxone in primary care settings. And that has been a big challenge. There's a tremendous amount of discussion and effort about what will it take in order to get doctors to be willing to prescribe Suboxone. We have a piece of that in that our opioid treatment program, the really intensive program, can work directly with doctors who are prescribing Suboxone throughout the region by accepting their patients who may not be doing well in that less intensive form of treatment. So we can take them into our opioid treatment program for a while, dispense the medication to them on a daily basis, provide them more intensive counseling and medical provider care until they're able to restabilize and go back to those less intensive scripts with their doctor.
What are the solutions to preventing people from becoming addicted in the first place?
There needs to be more education of prescribers about some of the dangers of chronic opioid prescriptions. There needs to be, again, education, and there's some discussion and regulation that's being implemented about limiting the number of opioids that are prescribed at any one point in time so that you and I and whoever gets a script doesn't have extra sitting in their medicine cabinet that could be taken by someone when they're not looking. And there needs to be education of the public about the same thing. So if I've gone to the dentist and had a tooth extracted, I don't want that script for 30 Vicodin. Give me two or three, and if I need more, I can go back. So these are very effective but dangerous medications, and the public, providers, and policymakers all need to be aware of that.
Molly Carney is executive director of Evergreen Treatment Services. Its new clinic opens this week in Renton.